And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday the 18th of May. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Poland, 1003, slow moving, losing its identity by 1800 Sunday. New low, expected Spain, 1009 by same time. High, Southeast Iceland, 1032, slow moving, intensifying 1035 by that time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, northerly or northeasterly, 6 or 7, decreasing 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, variable, becoming northwesterly later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Forties, northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in east. Cromarty, 4th Tyne, north or northeast 4 to 6, veering east 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. West Dogger, northerly veering easterly later 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. East Dogger, northerly veering northeasterly later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair, good. Fisher, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. German Bight, Humber, Thames. North or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in German Bight. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, variable becoming northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Biscay, easterly or northeasterly, becoming cyclonic later in south, 4 to 6. Thundery showers later in south, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, west 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sol, easterly 4 or 5, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Shannon, east or southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first in Hebrides and Bailey. Ferrar, north veering northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast 3, 22 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Stornoway, northeast 5, 6 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Lerwick, north-northeast 5, 7 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, northwest by west 3, mist, 300 metres, 1028, now falling. Aberdeen, north-northwest 4, 11 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Lucas, north-northeast 1, 1025, rising slowly. Boomer, north by east 3, 6 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by west 4, 1021, falling slowly. Sandese Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 3, 5 miles, 1021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, Northwest 3, 11 miles, 1021. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, West Northwest 2, 1021, rising slowly. Jersey, East by North 3, 14 miles, 1021, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, North Northeast 3, 11 miles, 1022. Scilly Automatic, East 4, 8 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Milford Haven, Northeast 2, 13 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Aberporth, Southeast 3, 16 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Valley, North by East 2, 7 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, North Northwest 1, mist, 4 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Valentia, East Northeast 1, 24 miles, 1022, now falling. Ronald's Way, North 3, 30 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Malinhead, East by North 2, 24 miles, 1025, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, North 1, 15 miles, 1024, rising slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Saturday the 17th of May. The general situation. A slow-moving area of high pressure remains centred near Iceland. This maintains a generally northerly or northeasterly airflow across the United Kingdom, with fair weather continuing across most areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in Far East. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in south, veering easterly 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering northeast 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North 4 or 5, veering northeast 3 or 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northerly, veering northeasterly 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 at first. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable becoming east later 2 to 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable becoming east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near the Isles of Scilly. Fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable becoming north for a time near St. David's Head, 2 to 4. Fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable becoming north, then backing northeast later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Isle of Man, northeasterly becoming variable later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in east, then becoming northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Variable becoming east later 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable becoming easterly later, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or northeast 2 to 4, backing north 4 to 6, then veering east 3 to 5 later. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. And the Shetland Isles, north veering northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin, which of course means we're reaching the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, I'll hand us over to the BBC World Service, who'll take us through the night. But we'll be back on air on Radio 4 at 5:30 in the morning with my colleague VG Alice. This is John Hammond in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you are, a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
Welcome to The Inquiry on the BBC World Service. I'm Sandra Canthal. Measles is a childhood disease which can be deadly. We've been successfully vaccinating against it for decades. But recently, the recorded number of cases has been rising.
We've seen a number of countries experiencing large outbreaks. Ethiopia, Guinea, Kenya, Senegal, Cameroon, India, Indonesia also.
But what's behind these outbreaks?
Three C's: complacency, convenience, and confidence.
In an unvaccinated population, it spreads like wildfire.
I do really hope that soon we will be able to start reversing this trend, but I am a bit afraid of what will happen in 2025.
So why are measles cases rising around the world? We'll find out on The Inquiry, coming up after the news.
Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Details are emerging from the new round of indirect ceasefire talks between Hamas and Israel. Hamas has reportedly agreed to release 9 hostages in exchange for a 60-day truce and the release of a mutually agreed number of Palestinian prisoners. It also allows for substantial daily aid deliveries to Gaza and the evacuation of medical patients. Wira Davis reports from Jerusalem.
Even as the talks progress, Israel is pounding areas like Jabalia, where there's barely a building undamaged by war. There's considerable pressure on Israel and Hamas to agree to the American plan that would see some hostages released from Gaza in exchange for a period of calm. That pressure is reportedly bringing both sides closer to agreement, but differences remain. The main sticking point appears to be a commitment not to restart the war after a ceasefire ends. If they fail to agree and Israeli troops return to Gaza in their thousands, the consequences could be unthinkable.
President Trump has said he'll speak to Vladimir Putin on Monday about ending Russia's war against Ukraine. He'll also talk to President Zelensky and leaders of various NATO countries. Mr. Trump said he hoped it would be a productive day and a ceasefire would take place. Here's Joe Inwood.
If any talks are going to matter, it's going to be talks between President Trump and President Putin. I think that was made clear by President Putin refusing to show up on Thursday in Turkey, despite being challenged to by President Zelensky, who, of course, did go to the country. I think it's probably a fair assessment that if any talks are going to do anything, it'll be between these two men. So they could be very consequential. Of course, they could also come to nothing. And I think it's going to be very interesting to see how these turn out, because, of course, Donald Trump thinks himself as the great deal maker, as the man who can solve this. Monday, for the first time, he's going to be put to the test.
Powerful storms and tornadoes that struck parts of the United States on Friday are now known to have killed at least 25.